The house sits on the far eastern edge of campus, nestled in the woods among the sycamores, the maples, and the white oaks, all older than the college, older than Kentucky itself. To reach it by car, one must turn left off the main road that circles campus and onto Ezekiel Hyde Lane, a narrow, winding strip of asphalt that cuts through the trees, enters the clearing, and ends in the small parking lot on the side of Hyde House. On foot, the house can be reached by way of the numerous paths that cut through the trees and give the campus its natural beauty. I step out of my car and look back up the road I just traveled, and it's easy to believe the world doesn't exist, even though the rest of campus is just a third of a mile away. Standing on the Hyde House grounds can feel like standing in another century, which is exactly the way Ezekiel Hyde, the founder of the college and its first president, wanted it to stay. The sun is bright, and its rays hit the windows of Hyde House, reflecting the light, capturing the morning glow. Is it weird to say the sight of that house still lifts my spirits? It's 8:15, and I'm early, which is good. I want to be here before the students. More than anything, I want to be here before Ezekiel Hyde's great-great-great-great-grandson Nicholas arrives. I climb the portico steps to the neo-federal structure. Up close, the brick is more weathered than I realized. I reach for the brass knob, which is tarnished. The heavy black door needs to be repainted. For years, the college's board of trustees has wanted to renovate the house, but the money is never there. The college has a list of projects that never get done. I pull on the knob and, not surprisingly, find the door locked. I step off the right side of the portico, my shoes sinking into the soft soil, and press my face against the window. I've been in Hyde House many times for college events and know the layout well. I'm staring into the music room, the space where Major Hyde, his family, and subsequent generations of Hydes came to listen to recitals on the piano. The piano, originally moved to the house by Major Hyde, fell into disrepair and was sold in the 1990s, but a music stand remains, along with a bust of Major Hyde's favorite composer, Wagner. The sun warms the back of my neck. I wait on the lawn in front of the house. In the distance, the campus is quiet on a Saturday morning in April. The students sleep off the night before. Purple hyacinths bloom in the flower beds, and I catch their overwhelming scent. A robin chirps in a nearby tree. I want to call Rachel, apologize for our fight earlier. Money. We only fight about money. We have to decide whether to get new windows or a new roof, and we disagree about which is the higher priority. Our household is like the college. There's never enough money to go around. But before I can hit the call button, the phone rings. Shoot, I say, then answer. Hello? Hey, Troy, it's Grace. Hey, Grace. I try to keep my voice buoyant and not let any irritation show, even though my boss, the president of the college, is calling to check up on me. But she's not just my boss. She's my friend. She and Rachel belong to the same book club, and just last weekend, Grace and her husband Doug came over to our house for drinks. How are you on this fine morning? Is he there? She asks. She cuts to the chase. Today's about business. On another day, we would talk about our kids. Grace's oldest son, Michael, is in the same grade as my oldest daughter, Rebecca. But I know Grace has other things on her mind. If by he you mean Nicholas Hyde, then no, he isn't here yet. No one is. Damn it. When did you talk to him last? It's been about a month, and that was just a short email. Yeah. Grace sounds defeated. She never sounds defeated. I can't get a hold of him either. Did you know he left Kentucky and moved to California? He did? I thought he was still living in Lexington. He didn't tell me. He lost both his parents in the last year. That's a terrible blow for anyone. And I know he was close to his mother. Very close. Maybe that's why he moved to California. His mom was his last real family tie here. I'm worried about this, Troy. He's not connected to the college or to Kentucky the way the Hydes always have been. You know as well as I do, his father would never have left us twisting in the wind.